Hello, everybody, again.
We're doing a joint post.
Yeah, well, I was talking about MP3 players earlier. I had a Zoom, and then I do have a Zoom. I've also had Creative Zen, which sucks. And I had Dell DJ, which was really good. And because it's really good, they don't make it anymore. But we were also talking about music services where you buy MP3s, and I used to use Music Match, and it was really nice because you could do it right there through the jukebox. But it wasn't good with JAWS.
I don't think so now.
Well, we also had it's still around, but we had a radio station here called CD101. Which was really good alternative station. Now that they're CD102, they kind of went to crap. Used to have a music service on their website that was really good and had some really obscure rock and roll and alternative rock.
Do you still have the songs?
I don't know. I might, but I don't know.
Oh.
But then when I got my Zoom, then I started using the Zoom service, which was nice. They had a lot of music. Their selection was awesome. Their prices were pretty good, except they didn't take. Well, how do I explain this? Microsoft, for anything that it sells online, has what you call Microsoft points. They don't price anything in like dollars or euros or pounds or Deutschmarks or yen or rubles or anything like that. It's all in Microsoft points.
Did you say rubles?
Uh huh.
What's that?
Russian, I think.
Oh.
I think that's Russian. But where was I? Oh yeah. But basically, you go to Microsoft. And you buy points for your online wallet, and then you use the points to buy music off of Zoom instead of just giving them a straight payment, which I thought at the time I didn't care because I always had Microsoft points stockpiled because I was an online gamer. On Xbox Live I had a gold account, so I always had points for like downloadable content or, you know, stuff from my Xbox. When I stopped doing that, the only thing I was using them for was music. And it got to a point where if I bought this song or if I bought this album, I would have the points, but I would have maybe like 20 points left over, and you can't get anything for 20 points.
Did they roll over?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
I might still have them, but I just don't use them anymore.
Yeah.
So, when they stopped making Zooms. I mean, the marketplace is still open. They still sell music, but I'm like, I don't want to buy Microsoft points anymore.
Yeah.
So I was looking around. I used to buy music off Amazon. Am I talking too much?
No.
Oh. I'll make this quick. I used to buy Amazon. Amazon was really good because it used to be that you can download it to the computer. But then they made it so that you have to have this Amazon Music software in your computer, and that's how you download it. And it's almost as bad as iTunes. Sorry for the butthurt. But. So then I was looking on Google Play, and I'm like, what kind of music can Google Play have? And they really have some obscure underground stuff on Google Play. So that's where I've been.
Like Boyd Rice.
Yeah, Boyd Rice, Lestat, some of like Primordial, Soul, the Savior Machine. A lot of just underground stuff that I haven't been able to find for years.
Yay.
That's where I've started going is Google Plus or Google Play.
Google Plus.
Sorry.
That's a social media.
Oh yeah.
Google Circles. Never really had an MP3 player, but I got a CD player that played MP3 CDs, and I remember it because I was going on a trip, and we went to Radio Shack, which used to be by my house, and it was like $85, I think, and I had paid for it, and that's where I learned about backing up data CDs and all that stuff, and I could get like 20 hours out of that thing playing data CDs. I've still got it. I don't know if it works anymore. And like, it was cool because you would open the lid of the player, and then inside the lid, like where you would put the CD, was the battery compartment. So that's, yeah, I think I know exactly where it is. I can show it to you. And it had a radio. I loved it.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've had my various Walkmans and stuff throughout the years, and then I got a Walkman that could record. And I liked to record, except when I was growing up, I used to like to record just people's voices instead of like conversations. So like when somebody would talk, I would like record their voice, and granted, you know, play it all together, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But I'm like, cool, I have like 5 minutes of that person's voice. But now I wish I would have recorded conversations. Then I got my DM620. Well, actually, I had two recorders before that, and one of them died, and the other one I gave to my ex, and then got my DM620. And then I just like to record everything. Well, lots of things. It's fun. And how much time do we have left?
About 3.25.
As far as like MP3s and stuff, I like Bandcamp usually, depending on how the bands have their sites set up, because it's like sometimes there's a name your price. So like sometimes you can get an album with the name your price if you want to be cheap about it for like a dollar. But if it's a band I really like, I will pay like $2-$3 for an album.
Do they take PayPal?
Yes.
Cool.
Like one of the Funeral Doom bands, I like Remembrance has a new EP out and it's on Bandcamp and it said name your price.
Cool.
And I've been a cheapskate before. I've put in zero before, but then I'm feeling bad for it. And then I'm like, well, I'll just pay, you know, $2-$4 or something.
Yeah.
Depending on my finances, so.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I used to like CD Baby.
Yeah, CD Baby's cool. That's where I was going to get the Rachel Brooke and Lonesome Wyatt album.
Yeah. I used to buy, I still buy CDs. Like, we just went to the music store a little while ago, and I got a CD by this band called Rings of Saturn. That's really good. And I buy vinyl. I think I've talked about vinyl before. Shoot. I was going to do a boo about vinyl versus CD.
I buy t-shirts a lot. And
yeah.
CDs when I have the money.
And I buy incense there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just hanging out today, waiting for a friend of ours to get back to us so we can go bowling.
Hopefully. And I don't know if we'll boo from there because I don't know how he is about, like, he listens, but I don't know how he is about some recordings and stuff.
Try to remember to do boos from Elvis tonight. Singing.
Run by the store and get some batteries.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and end mine. Got like less than a minute left, maybe.
Oh.
So.
I hope everyone's doing well and feel free to DM us. Those that aren't following Bob can follow Bob. He's on my page, the only Bob on my page.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. Everybody have a good day.
Yeah.